Welcome to Black People Love Paramore, a podcast where we try to make Black people feel seen. Please rate us and write us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. 5 stars only because we are 5-star bitches. We're T.O. Gotti. I am your host, Sequoia. And today, joining me to talk about Princess Diana, we have recurring guest, Jewel Wicker. Say hi, Jewel.
Hello. I'm excited to talk about what we're supposed to talk about and not what you put on a calendar invite.
I would love to have a quippy response to that because usually I don't make mistakes. And so naturally, normally.
Oh, you're perfect.
Normally, yes. You know, rather a Virgo moon, you know, so perfection just runs in my blood. It's actually kind of normal. So we're going to be talking about Princess Diana. Jewel, do you want to tell people anything before we get into it? You want to say hi again? Tell them any, is there any news that you would like to tell them?
No.
Jewel's doing big things. That's all that we'll say. We'll leave it there. But before we get into talking about Princess Diana, as usual, we have, in my defense, I should say, before we get into talking about Princess Diana and then subsequently run off to eat at Papa Do's, I'm in Atlanta, y'all. Jewel is always in Atlanta. I don't know if y'all know that. We're going to Papa Do's tonight after this. So before we talk about the main topic, Princess Diana, and go to Papa Do's, we're going to do In My Defense. In My Defense is a segment where we bring one of our controversial opinions and defend it for you all.
I had a controversial opinion. I've just pivoted in this very moment. I feel like Papa Do's is a 5-star restaurant, at least 1 Michelin star. You know that I love Papa Do's a lot, and you know that I have been wanting to go for quite some time now, but my boyfriend won't go with me because he said they'd be shooting at Papa Do's and he don't want to get shot.
He's scared of some gunshot? I'm confused. I thought men used to go to war.
I don't, what's the issue here? So, and then I did go up there one day to go and it was packed and there was a security guard in the middle of the parking lot. But literally they got security. So
it's safe.
So there's safety there.
I love it personally. Now, Michelin star is kind of where you lost me. But Papa Do's is certainly fantastic. We'll give it 4.5 stars. It's better than Red Lobster. We could say that for sure.
What's funny is that my grandparents were not my real grandparents. They are from Argentina and Hong Kong. So obviously, clearly not my biological grandparents, but I call them my grandparents. They always take us to these really like very fancy, very bougie restaurants for like me and my mom's birthday, for Christmas, major holidays. Shell out the money, shell out the cash. Very big, very nice restaurants, right? Like fancy, top tier. And then when it's our turn to pick, we're like, huh. Let's go to Papa Do's. So we took them to Papa Do's. And because they're the sweetest people in the whole world and they're never going to say anything bad about anything that my mother or I suggest, they were like, this place is exquisite. It is phenomenal. And they sat there and they were like, perfectly cooked salmon. Incredible. And like that, it made me happy because I don't think they'll go back. But in my spirit, I would love to believe that they had an incredible experience.
They had a fine dining experience at Papa Do's that you were able to provide. You were able to expand their taste palette, give them worldly experiences that they would not have had otherwise. And you know what? That's fine. I totally understand that. Now, I don't want to say I grew up poor, but the older I get, the more I realize kind of, you know, maybe kind of poor. And so when I went to Papa Do's last year for the first time, I legitimately thought that it was, you know, a fine dining experience. I was like, well, yeah, no, we went to this really good restaurant, Papa Do's, whatever. And when I told my friend who was from Atlanta that I went to Papa Do's, she was like, oh, yeah, I've heard about that my whole life, but I've never been. And she's from a more well-off family. But I'm like, oh, this black person never been to Papa Do's. So, so this must not be like the exact fine dining experience that I thought. Anyways, it was good to me. I'm excited to go tonight and I will be there. I might get a little drink if they do have drinks at Papa Do's. I might get a little drink. And that brings me to my defense. So as I said, I'm aging. I'm getting older. And as I get older, I'm turning into a vodka girl for my liquor of choice as opposed to a tequila girl. I used to like tequila. I got off dark liquor way before the rest of you Negroes. I don't know what the fuck y'all been on. Y'all been on dark liquor way too long. It's been time to give that up. But I was a tequila girl for a little bit. And now I'm a vodka girl because vodka is the superior liquor, I've learned. I used to be on that. Vodka is the seasonless liquor. It's for white people. It's tasteless, yada, yada, yada. And now I'm like, no, it just doesn't give you hangovers like the rest of the liquors do. So I'm a vodka girl. Vodka is the superior liquor. That's my, and my defense. I'll stand by it. I don't really think it's controversial, but you know black people and they dark liquor, so.
I don't drink, so I don't. Somebody put a tequila brand in a group chat yesterday and I thought it was a typo. Like I thought they were typing, you know how you just type like random letters? I thought it was like one of those, like a, I don't know. I don't know. I don't be knowing. I don't know. I'm sorry. I want to be better. I want to be better. I'm not going to be. I don't drink. I'm a lightweight. As a matter of fact, I had 2 shots on Sunday and my boyfriend was like, we don't do this.
This is too much.
Go to bed. Like immediately go to bed. Don't say nothing else. Go to bed.
Y'all hear how she says she don't drink and then she says she had two shots?
Because I went, because I don't do it. The issue is that I don't drink. And I went to my friend's house for a little family cookout. And my mama was there because it was a family cookout. And they was like, hey, mama, do you want a shot? And I sarcastically, because they had been trying to get me to take shots all day, said, if she take a shot, I'll take a shot. I don't know why I would test my mama of all people, but my mama said immediately, yes, pour it up.
Wow. She said, I'm pussy? No.
No, baby, that's you. So that is how I ended up. And said, your mother can handle shots. You not your mama.
Oh, wow.
Sit down.
I'm glad that he was able to gather you and make you understand that you are not, you are in fact Jewel and not necessarily Jewel's mother.
I don't know about drinking, but I'm happy for you. I'm happy you found one that works for you, girl. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, it's vodka. I'm just trying to put the rest of my friends and family on. You guys, vodka is where it's at. So let's go ahead and make that transition.
My favorite alcohol is the alcohol that I can't taste.
Okay, so vodka. You're a vodka girl. You're a Grey Goose girl.
Oh, I can't taste that?
Grey Goose is the one that comes closest to me not being able to taste it, personally. Especially mixed in something. You put Grey Goose in something, it's not in there. It's dangerous.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I mean, I'm sure it's hard to believe that I'm older than Sequoia in this conversation, but here we are.
That's fair. And frequently, I might assume. But you remember when Jamie Foxx said, blame it on the... Was it Jamie? That's a Jamie Foxx song.
He did.
And T-Pain. Alcohol. Is it T-Pain on there or did I make that up?
You're correct.
Okay, great. Oh my God, I'm fantastic. Yeah, he said, blame it on the juice. Got you feeling loose. You learned that the hard way this past weekend.
I did. And I just went to bed.
I'm glad.
That's the thing about me and alcohol is I'm just going to go to bed.
I'm happy that you know your limits. You know what to do. Should push come to shove. I appreciate that. Now, song of the week. I'm sure you have a Diana Ross song. Since you thought we were talking about Diana Ross, did you bring a Diana Ross song?
No, I was just going to do what I felt like doing anyway.
Okay, fantastic. What did you mean?
So I've been listening to this Jid album heavy. I don't know if you've listened to it.
Garrick had me listen to it, yeah.
I just really love Crack Sandwich. And basically the whole song is building up to him telling the story about how him, he's the youngest of 7, but how him and all his siblings went to a party in New Orleans after he graduated and his sister got into an argument with a girl in the bathroom and then they just had a big family brawl. And I don't know, that sounded nice to me. Like, what a lovely family bonding experience to go to New Orleans. And they did get arrested. They were in the holding cell for like 7-8 hours, but then they let them go. But they for sure got arrested.
Whole family going to prison.
Whole family. But collectively, like there's something about that just feels so communal.
That's empowering. That's empowerment. Yep.
Yeah. Like, dang, your sister got into an argument and now everybody fighting. That's crazy.
I like it.
Yeah. So that's the kind of chaotic energy. Absolutely.
Why is it called Crack Sandwich, though?
Hi, I'm Kate Casey, an unscripted TV expert. 3 times a week, I interview the talent, directors, producers, and hosts of television's most popular reality shows, docuseries, and documentaries. I get all the behind-the-scenes stories. I cover everything from The Bachelor, Selling Sunset, and Real Housewives to Tinder Swindler, The Last Dance, and Secrets of Playboy. Join me as I ask all the questions that you want asked. And best of all, I'm the most trusted source on what to watch every week. I will give you a guide on everything from true crime and sports to competition, calling from all streaming and cable networks. The best guests, the best shows and series, Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Likely because he talks a lot about, I'm guessing it's the album, the song is about him growing up in poverty and eating bologna sandwiches, not having a lot of money for nothing. He does refer to them as crack kids as one point, but from my knowledge, I don't know that his family, I mean, I don't know his mama and daddy, so maybe
naturally,
one of them had an addiction, I don't know. But yeah, mostly they were broke and struggling, but they loved each other enough to fight for each other.
And that's all that matters. If you don't throw hands for me in the bathroom of an establishment, are we family?
Can you imagine your mom getting a call and it's like, hello, ma'am, I have all seven of your children in custody. Not one. Not I got one of your kids in custody. I have all seven of your children. All seven of your kids are going to jail.
Because, okay, that tells you two things. One, you raised your children correctly. And two, and you have like a real tight familial unit. You did your job as a mother and made sure that your family is a unit, okay? And two, they can't all be wrong. So you can't really be mad because they can't all be in the wrong about this. So what do you really do other than go bail your seven kids out if you got the money to even do all that?
I support it.
I support it.
Just like I support women's rights, but I also support women's wrongs.
Yes. Wow. I support niggas' wrongs as well.
No, not all niggas, but like gender neutral niggas.
Right. No. Not.
Okay, I just wanted to be clear.
You niggas. Just niggas. Right. No.
I don't want that on the record.
No, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
I support all I would never say anything like that. Oh my God. Gender neutral niggas only. That's it. My song of the week is by one. Officially changed their pronouns back to she, her, so I can say Miss Demetria Lavon Lovato. Yes, Miss Demetria Lovato.
No, I know Demetria's middle name was Lavon.
I might have made that up, but I'm about 80% sure on that. Demetria Devon Lovato, yes. Featuring Young Blood. I think that's a fine young man. I don't really know who Young Blood is, but I see that he's on this song. The opening song from her album, Holy Fuck, called Freak. Have you listened to this album at all, Jewel? I know you haven't.
I haven't.
I
heard 29 because y'all was going to make sure that everybody heard it. So I did hear 29. It was everywhere. First of all, let me tell you something. I'm a Demi Lovato fan through and through from day one to today.
I love that.
I've listened to every single album. So I haven't listened to it, but I'll get to it.
Okay. And it's fantastic. It is very 2008 Demi. She's going back to that pop rock. Like, fantastic. I love it so much. And that opening song is very strong. I love it. Holy Fuck as an entire album is fantastic. I listened to it on the way here to Atlanta a couple of days ago. Fantastic. Top to bottom.
Say less.
It has like two lulls, but even they're not bad. Nothing's bad. Everything was great. Everything is great.
Well, I was finna say something to get kicked off the group. I was finna say something to get kicked off the pod. You know what I was finna say too.
I don't. Now you gotta say it.
When you say two lulls, I immediately thought of the number one lull that we argue over all the time.
Oh. Okay, see, now we have to do it. Since you, first of all, you wanted to ignore my tweet earlier today. Let's start there. You wanted to ignore my tweet.
I just said
we're
just moving on. Let the past be the past. I don't get the song, Sequoia. I don't get it.
You guys, okay, hold on. Let me find a tweet.
Be mad if you want to be mad. Not you going, okay, and see, this is a breach. The way I'm going to remove you from close friends, because now you're finding a close friends post. Go ahead and read it.
Does it like one of the songs?
Go ahead. Go on, traitor.
No, because I like my place in close friends. I don't want to take them. Jewel doesn't like All Up In Your Mind by Beyonce. And to me, that's just really questionable. I don't get the song.
What's
there not to get?
I'll read the post since you done tried to put me out there. If I said it, I said it. I said it. I said friends, exclamation point. Friends, exclamation point. Why do y'all listen to All Up In Your Mind? Question mark. This is absolutely not a safe space, but I want y'all to answer me. That's what I said.
Because it's fantastic. And then I responded to Jewel's tweet today. She tweeted this 4 days ago, mind you. I just randomly decided I was going to stalk Jewel's Twitter today. Stumbled across
that. And that was absolutely a subtweet at Sequoia.
It absolutely felt directly targeted. And I responded and I said, well, took a little stroll down the Jewel timeline and find a personal attack, an assault, if you will. Anything to say for yourself? And she had nothing to say for herself. She said, no, we're moving on. The past is the past.
What do you want me to say? I don't like the song.
What's there not to like?
The whole thing. I don't like the beat. I don't like the song. I don't like it.
Doom, 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 doom.
You know what I like best about the song?
when it's it
a ends. Clever transition from thick to all up in your mind. Nice transition. That's all I got.
So you do like it. You said it's a clever transition from thick to all up in your mind.
Because I like thick. Okay.
So you like it.
Here y'all go trying to. I don't like that whole. See, and now it's like that album got 50,000 songs on it. I don't like one song, and now here y'all go want to ostracize me. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's a problem. It's I think that it's deserved, TBH.
Now all of a sudden I'm not real. Now all of a sudden I don't care.
I'm gonna play it at Papa Doe. I'm gonna play it out loud at Papa Doe. I'm gonna have it on repeat at the table. I'm gonna just set the phone up right there.
When they start shooting in the restaurant. It is what it is, baby girl. It is what it is.
They shouldn't have Beyonce, and it is what it is. They needed to get them bullets off. If they started shooting behind Beyonce, they needed to get them bullets off.
It is what it is.
And
okay.
I will not stand in the way of those bullets at all. You do what you need to do.
Oh, my
Nevertheless,
God.
All Up In Your Mind is fantastic. That was
Can
my favorite one.
Can you tell me what you do like about
album.
It since you so passionate?
You know what? It's guttural. Beyonce singing from... she's singing from... It's giving Alanis Morissette. It's giving almost... heavy metal, like she's like coming from. It don't even sound like her. It's like
maybe I ain't heard the song because I don't get none of them vibes. Maybe I don't know what song you're talking about. Maybe
you need to go back
it.
And listen to
maybe
it.
Maybe I don't have that on the iPod.
Listen, you know why? Because you be hitting skip on it every time. That's why you don't know what I'm talking about.
Every
because
time.
You hit skip on it every
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes it play on accident, so I have heard it.
And you didn't like it.
No.
Do you like the next one? What's the next one? America Has a Problem. Do you like America Has a Problem?
Absolutely. You don't like America Has a Problem?
No, I do. I love America Has a Problem. Wait, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but do you like 6 Inch? Do you like 6 Inch?
Of course I love 6 Inch. It's a freaking, that's
All
a banger. Of course
it's
I love
6 Inch are the
it's
same.
Not.
It's
they are
the
nowhere
same
near related.
Vibe. It is very
no.
much same. At the end of 6 Inch,
no.
when stars in her eyes, like that, and then she hits that, with me, come back. It's the same. It's the same vibe. It very much is. I don't. Do you like Physical by Dua Lipa?
Uh-huh, that's a good song. These are not the same vibe. These are not the same vibes.
Dun, 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 dun.
Maybe it was an attempt at this. First of all, Physical and 6 Inch by Beyonce are not the same
You're right.
vibe.
Those
so
are very different
you,
vibes.
So now you
vibes.
Just
You're right.
now
right.
you making stuff up.
I'm just talking. These are songs that I like that attribute to the fact that I also like that song. And so I'm trying to get you there too.
Okay.
But you not.
You need to move on from that.
You're not following me. Okay, no, that's fine. I'll leave that where it is. It's not fine, but I'm gonna leave it where it is. But yeah, so that's my song of the week. Demi Lovato is fantastic. All Up In Your Mind is fantastic. Jewel, we'll get you there sooner or later. We'll pull
I don't
you
like
into
it. The. I don't like. It.
We'll pull you over to the dark side. But let's talk about Princess Diana, not Diana Ross. Let's talk about Princess Diana. At the beginning of this episode, Jewel was talking about, oh, we talked about the wrong Diana. I was like, what? She was like, I thought we were talking about the princess. And I said, yeah. Anyways.
Are you telling me that you don't stand Princess Diana?
I personally don't. No, that's why I dragged my feet so long during this episode, because people kept saying, you need to do Princess Diana. And I was like, but I don't really have thoughts. Like, not that I dislike. I just have no feelings, no thoughts.
Let me tell you how much I stand this woman as a child. When people would introduce themselves to me when I was a little girl and they would ask me what my name was, I would say two things, neither of which were my actual name. I would say that my name was either Oprah, or I would say that my name was Princess Diana.
Jewel.
I would introduce myself to people as Oprah or Princess Diana.
Well, you wasn't introducing
was
yourself
kid.
As like, right. You wasn't introducing yourself as like Britney Spears or...
I was four. No,
or
I wasn't
Janet
introducing myself
Jackson.
As Britney Spears. It was, and this is how I know. Okay, fair. But this is how I know the age difference is a little different. And because I was a little older by the time Britney came out. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was not four.
Okay. No, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So you were four when you were doing this.
Yeah, I was like young.
And you were talking about Oprah.
Now, in hindsight, Oprah thing makes sense. Okay, sure, Julie.
You're a journalist.
And wanted to be
yes, that does.
Sure,
that's
sure,
right.
Sure, sure, sure.
Okay.
The Princess Diana one, I don't know. But I know that the love was deep. And I know that I felt the mourning. So much so that about right before the pandemic, so it had to be 2019, I took my mother to Paris and to London for the first time. She had never been before. I'd been. She had never been. And do you think that we stopped by the underpass where Princess Diana died so that I could pay my respects.
Wow. Naturally.
Do you think that I felt it? That I was literally sitting there with my hand, like I hand on my chest, like, oh, this is for she, like, Sequoia.
Jewel, Princess Diana, you was only alive for like 6 years of your life, max.
What I can say is that I don't care, okay?
Okay.
I don't care. Okay. That was my girl. I was 5 when she died.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She was my girl. You know, to be fair, even in death, like when I was younger, I think I just liked her because she was a princess, to be honest.
Naturally.
But as I've gotten older, I have, first of all, I'm very deep into the royal family street. Like do you follow them? I don't feel like you
Mm-mm.
do.
I'm not deep in that at all.
I am deep into it because there is nothing I love more than white mess.
That's fair.
And especially wealthy white mess.
That's
and then
fair.
People are, they are a damn mess. Okay. Mm-hmm. You marrying your cousin.
I mean, that sounds like poor white mess too, but okay.
Well, Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, that's your cousin.
They was broke. That's why they acting like that.
No, but you know, sometimes aristocratic, when you're a part of a certain echelon, you got to keep the line pure.
Right.
Uh-huh. That's why they gotta be down to hemophilia and stuff. It's just because y'all pass the diseases around, foolish. Okay. So, you know, I'm very into that. And so I watched a lot of like the royal family documentaries and fictionalized. I do remember, I cannot remember the name of that movie, but I remember watching it being like, oh, Diana was a little unhinged. And that strengthened my love for Miss Girl.
Oh.
There was a movie about a guy she dated. He was a doctor. And she dated him right before she died. And she was like deeply in love with him. And he was like, I like you too, but I don't think this relationship is going to work for like practical reasons. And she was like, nah, you're my man. And so she would like show up to the hospital. Like he didn't answer the phone. He here? And they'd be like, he's in surgery. And she'd be like, I'll wait.
You're lying.
Diana didn't care. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Diana said, when I said you was mine, baby, you was mine. Like,
I said that. Iconic.
I just, for someone who is a literal princess to be doing all of that,
mm-hmm.
I just said she's one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's one of us.
It's giving one of us. I like it.
She's one of us. And so, yeah, I like Princess Diana. And I feel like Negroes like her in general.
And they really, really do.
This generation, probably older people, but the older people love Diana now. I think it's because she represented like a fissure in the
royal family.
That was, yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, I think Black people had a lot of disdain for the queen and for like her father and for the way that they like colonized these like Black territories and places, right?
Yeah.
And then you have a woman who comes and she's like, has all of these imagery of her like going to these places where she's clearly not afraid of Black people. Like, she's not like, I can't touch you, you Black. You know, like she was very like, the imagery of her was that she was like the people's princess and
right.
She didn't have all of these prejudices. And then she has this very public separation from them. And I think it was very fun for Black people to root for her as the underdog and as somebody who was challenging this like problematic system.
That is extremely fair. So because I am not a Princess Diana girl myself, or, you know, haven't been historically. I might get into her now. I don't know. You're selling her pretty well. I had to call my Black mom, naturally, who has always been a Princess Diana stan, and ask her, mom, why do you like Princess Diana again? My mom said, well, because we have the same birthday. Okay. How's that helpful? Yeah. She's a Cancer and a warm soul just like me, was my mom's answer. She was 2 years older than me, so I got to look up to her because we have the same birthday and she's a Cancer and a warm soul. She also said she was very charitable in Black communities, a humanitarian of sorts. She was always willing to give attention to Black struggles worldwide in America and otherwise, and be political about it, even if it wasn't what she was supposed to say as a princess. She was always on the right side of things, and that was nice for my mom. That made me wonder. My mom was referencing photos that she had taken with African children. I guess there was like a boy somewhere in Africa I did not see who had AIDS, and she had hugged him, and that was photographed. And my mom referenced that. And that made me wonder, would Princess Diana hold up to today's Black person? Because we don't like that, no, generally.
Well, so I think you have to think about the time, right? Like,
yeah,
this was during the time where not only we let any white person who was remotely nice to us into the cookout, Bill That's Clinton, fair. You know, like, okay, so we had Laura, the bar was in hell. But also you have to think about the fact, like, that this was a time where there was a lot of misinformation and stigma around HIV and AIDS.
Yes.
And so at this time, there were literally people telling her and other, like, dignitaries, go and, like, be nice to these people, but don't touch them because God forbid you, like, get AIDS. You know what I mean? And she really refused to hold that stigma, mm-hmm. and refused to give it value. And I think there was some power to that. But I think, like, that doesn't exist today, right? Like, we know now that you can hug somebody who has, like, HIV or AIDS, and it's not, right. You're not going to. Right. And so I think that was distinctly of its time, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But in a lot of ways, I think, you know, something else could have come along where she was maybe more of a diplomat. It might not have been AIDS. It might have been something else that we didn't know a lot about, or something that was stigmatized. I just think we're more critical.
That's fair.
Nowadays.
Yeah. We also know a lot more about people, you know? So, like, yeah, we would know, yeah, more missteps. You know, it would be more opportunity for her to misstep. If sure.
For you to have missteps. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I do wonder, you know, Angelina Jolie's daughter attends Spelman now. I don't know if you saw that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's daughter attends Spelman. And a few weeks ago, they had, and I, please don't come for me, AUC people, but there's some type of, like, welcome thing where, like, the families and the kids and people who are going to go to Spelman, like, they go there and, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like a celebratory kind of, like, bonding, like, we're family now kind of thing. And Angelina Jolie was there, which was the first, I want to say, real glimpse that people got, like, oh, your daughter is going to Spelman. And mm-hmm. she was there, like, doing somebody was teaching her how to do the electric slide or something. But she was, like, partying or whatever. And it didn't get a lot of criticism. And I will say, I looked at it and I didn't even cringe because she won in the videos and the pictures was very clearly trying to play the back. You know, like, it was very clear that she wasn't trying to, like, take up space.
Right.
It was very clear that she was like, this is about my daughter and all the other kids that go there. I'm here if you want me to support. I'm an enthusiastic parent, but, like, this is not my day. And I was thinking about her, and I was a little too young in, like, the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Jennifer. Like, I know about it, but I was a kid and I was also Black. So I didn't really try to
care.
But I guess what I, like, was thinking about when I saw that imagery was, like, she has seemed to be one of the few celebs who, one, has adopted children who are not the same race as her. And I know she got critique for it, but I don't think in the way that, like, other people, like, she's been able to sustain her reputation. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Unlike Madonna, yes.
Right. Like, we don't talk about her in the same way that we talk about some of the other people who have done things.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Diana would have fell in that category or in mm-hmm. another category. I don't know.
That's fair. I feel like it also kind of goes back to what I was saying, because Angelina Jolie seems to have done her best to keep her life off of social media and to not give us a ton of access to her. So we don't really know that much. And then, you know, obviously Diana was around in the 80s, 90s. Same thing. We didn't have access. All we had was the image of princess who was doing all these exactly. humanitarian things and seemed to have a kind heart and all that. Now,
yeah, that's it.
There has been many an article written about why older Black women, African women, immigrant mothers. So apparently Diana has struck a chord with period. Older women of color, period, regardless of where in the world that you are from.
It's the fact that I said, no, it's like I'm an older Black woman.
Okay. Jewel's 30, by the way, y'all. Anyways, just about. She'll be 30 when this comes out. I was reading through the article trying to see why Black women like Princess Diana so much, and Refinery29 had done an article recently, kind of within the last 2 years, not mad recently, but within the last 2 years. And one of the quotes in the article said, She had a pain in her spirit that felt relatable to Black women, which is why the like Black women gravitated toward her. And I said, oh, wow. And then something else that was said in the article was she was dealing with a man that was not worth a damn, which is also relatable to Black women.
No, for real. Like, if you really look into, I know it's hard, it's difficult for people, right, to look at people who are like insanely wealthy or a part of the royal family and have any real sympathy for them because they're so well off.
Yeah.
But you look at this lady's story and you just be like, what the hell? Like, the way they used to treat her, like, she was suicidal. Like, she got pregnant and threw herself down the stairs. Like, I don't want to, like, that's how, yes.
Oh, I didn't know
she
that.
Was so incredibly depressed by the expectations and the responsibilities of being in the royal family. Yes. And the fact that, like, think about how hard it must be if your husband, his siblings, his grandma, all of these people are like a part of a royal family. They're part of an institution that they were like born into. So it's like, you're like, hey, this is a little weird. And you're like, no, this is like normal. This is my life. Like, whatever. You come into this. No one can really give you a blueprint on it because they were born into it and you came into it as a young adult. You know what I mean? And they just really immediately expect you to adapt and to function really well in this. And it gives you great anxiety and depression and like exacerbates all the like mental health things that you were dealing with. And they, instead of being empathetic and being like, oh my God, you're having a really hard time with this transition, are like, you are making this family look bad. You are a stain. You know, like that has to be like, that's so bleak.
Jeez, that very much is bleak, very bleak.
And like, I think the silencing of her and how she got, like, everybody loves a story of a woman who is like kind of silenced and then gets the opportunity to break free and is like, I'm going to come into my own mm-hmm. as a woman and who mm-hmm. I am. And like all the things y'all said I couldn't do, I'm going to do. And I think that's probably why Black men like her so much.
That's very fair. No, that definitely makes sense. And let's talk about her man not being worth a damn. So what prince was she dating? Prince Charles? Was that the man she was dating?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he was in love with a woman, another woman. I don't know nothing about this lady. I really don't.
Okay.
So,
okay. Let me tell you the secret. Let me tell you the secret. Girl, let me tell you the secret. Oh, girl, it's good. Let me tell you.
You got it.
So Charles he's going to be king, right? Like his mama died. He next, right?
Naturally. Is she dead?
Is Queen Elizabeth dead?
Okay, next question. Anyways.
Oh my God. Who?
Yeah, no, I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. So I'm not even gonna address it. So Charles is raised his whole life to be king. And from the stuff that I've read, he was always like very emotional and people were really worried about whether or not he could rise to the occasion of actually being like king, right?
Okay.
He comes of age and he falls in love with this woman named Camilla. Like he falls in love with her.
Right.
Camilla is married.
She's married.
Camilla gets married.
Oh
like,
my God.
Camilla gets married. Okay.
Yeah.
So Camilla gets married. And you have to remember back then, like once she got married, I'm pretty sure like he was in love with her before. For whatever reason, it didn't work out. She gets married. Because I think I can't remember what the reason was that they were like, this not the one. Like, they had very strict rules for what they wanted in a, like,
right,
future queen.
A princess.
For whatever reason, they didn't choose the one. Camilla, right. Camilla was like, fuck y'all. Camilla goes and gets married. But she goes and gets married, but she continues to date Charles because they love each other.
Right.
So Diana comes into this thinking that she's dating a single man, but this man is fully in love with somebody else who is right. married to somebody else. So now she's like, I can't remember what it was, but I think it was like the first, like they were on their honeymoon or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she noticed like a necklace. It was a bracelet. It was something that was like an inside joke with Camilla.
Mm.
And she notices it and brings it up and he's like, what's the big, like, so she like, immediately, she makes a comment later where she's like, there were three of us in our marriage. Like, she is literally competing with a married woman in her own marriage because nobody tells her before she gets into it that her husband is in love. He's only marrying her out of duty. I think when she proposed to her, like, I think she said something like, you're the love of my life, or this is going to be great, or something about like how excited she was to be engaged to this man. Mm-hmm. And he was like, whatever that means.
Huh? He was making a fool of Princess Diana.
It was one of them stories where you look at it and you was like, and girl, you walked down the damn aisle after he did that. Oh my
God, this is so bad.
This man half proposed to you and then you were telling him how excited you were to marry him and he was basically like, sure, Jan.
What?
This was the marriage that she was in. So he loved Camilla the whole time. The issue was that even after him and Diana separated, back then it was very, very, very taboo for like royal people to divorce. Even before, like, Queen Elizabeth had a sister who she like ended up like having like a little beef with because the sister wanted to marry a man who was divorced and the sister was like, you cannot marry him. Like, the sister would not grant her the right to marry this man because he had been divorced. So like, you could not marry divorced people, right?
That's crazy. So,
He still couldn't marry Camilla. And when they got married, it was like a whole break from tradition kind of thing. Like, when they finally got married, it was a whole break from tradition kind of thing because Camilla had been divorced.
Right.
Even to this day, I think they finally decided that they will call her queen or queen consort or whatever the hell it is. I don't know. But whatever it was, like, they were agreeing. I don't think she was ever princess, like Duchess of Wales.
Oh my God.
Because of Princess Diana. But right. I think now they've officially given her the title, like, girl, you done outlived everybody you here. We can call you. That's
right.
Fine.
Whatever. But right.
For the longest time, they weren't. Oh, it's Duchess of Cornwall. Whatever. Girl, I don't know.
Cornwall.
So whatever the title was, she wasn't supposed to have it. See, and I don't know all these titles because what the hell is a Cornwall? What is a Cornwall?
I don't even want these types of titles. Duchess of Wales, that's ugly. Princess of Cornwall, that's ugly. I don't want to be called that.
She the Duchess of Cornwall. Camilla Parker Bowles.
What? Park Bowles?
Parker.
Parker Bowles?
I don't know what none of this means. So Diana was the Princess of Wales, and they made her the Duchess of Cornwall.
The Duchess of Cornwall. Okay, sure. Cornwall. They made that shit up. They made that shit up.
And
for
I
her.
Don't ever know what any of these titles are, right? Because, like, Diana was Princess of Wales. I think it's somebody. Kate, Catherine, right. Megan, somebody is the Duchess of Wales. How do we decide who the princess, who the duchess? I don't know.
How do we? And if you gave me the title of Duchess instead of princess, I'd be mad. And somebody would have to explain to me the difference and why I didn't get princess.
Up. These are not real titles.
Y'all are literally making shit up.
What is a Cornwall?
With Megan Duchess.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to say. I think she the Duchess of something. Megan, Mark, let me look. She the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, Sussex. I heard of Sussex before. That's, you know,
I mean, I know these are all places, but that doesn't really make me feel better about any of it. I'm
I feel
sure
like they made up Cornwall. Cornwall's not real. No, I don't. I'm not convinced on that one.
I say all that to say that was my like take on the mess of that is Princess Diana.
That is very messy. And Prince Charles really was not worth a damn. Like somebody's auntie in the Refinery 29 article said.
I might get the titles wrong, but I know I didn't get that wrong. I know that man is. Garbage.
The garbage.
I do know that.
Bosh.
Okay.
And it's been plenty of many a black woman that has, you know, dealt with a man that's a little garbage. So.
And got married to a man who was half excited about it.
Oh my God. You hate to see it. You really hate to see it.
Oh, that's what he said. Because she was like, she was telling him how in love she was with him after they got engaged. And he said, whatever love means.
Whatever love? And she remained calm and unviolent.
My name is Tom Buck, and this is The Enthusiasm Project. Join me each week for deep dives exploring the world of what it means to be an independent creator on YouTube, starting your own creative business, and keeping a positive, enthusiastic mindset along the way. New episodes of The Enthusiasm Project are available every Monday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we got to fight. now I'm hitting you in the face with the ring that you bought me.
Because I'm embarrassed and also enraged, a little bit embarrassed. That embarrassment is really driving a lot of the violence and rage that's likely to come out of me at that type of moment.
I just can't believe it. Listen, everybody keep their hands to themselves. I'm not supporting
violence. And why is that on record? Hold on. Why is him saying whatever love on record? He said that in front of people or she retold the story?
It was like an interview.
You're fucking lying.
Yeah, it was an engagement interview. Look, I'm bringing it up now. It's in the Daily Mail. Let's see. Uh-huh.
Wow.
They got engaged. And the clip usually cuts off immediately after Charles's comment, but new footage airing on something shows the royal face drop and shows clear dissatisfaction at Charles's blunder. Oh, yeah. I mean, I would have been mad, too.
Mad is an understatement. I'm not mad.
Like, can you imagine you sitting next to your man and you announcing your engagement and he says some mess like that?
I think I'm gonna snatch the mic off. Cut the cameras. Dead ass. No, the interview is over. Everything's a wrap.
Yeah. Okay. So it's video from 1981 shows Charles infamously responded, whatever in love means, when asked if he was in love with his bride.
Are you fucking serious? Whatever in love means.
Let's fight. Let's fight.
Immediately.
Let's fight.
Today.
Let's fight.
We're going to have we making the royal family look bad, bad.
Why did you drag me out here? You made me do my little bowl cut because, you know, they all had bowl cuts.
Oh, my God.
You made me brush my little bowl cut.
Get feathered.
You know, you put on these. You made me put on this dress. You made me do all of that for you to embarrass me on television.
Absolutely not.
And we still talking about it in 2022. And that happened in 1981.
40 years ago.
Now I'm the laughing stock and I'm dead. Absolutely not.
Oh my
Absolutely God. Not. Absolutely not.
Jewel,
absolutely not. Because now people, now people talking about me and I'm dead. And that's what they're talking about.
Jewel,
they're talking about how you made a fool of me in 1981. Mm-mm.
Not now, people talking about me and I'm dead.
No, I don't think so. Now, you should talk about me when I'm dead, but it shouldn't be about that.
Right. No. He really embarrassed the...
And if that's what you felt, first of all, you shouldn't have proposed. But second of all, you said that in private. Embarrass me privately.
Embarrass
that's
me
how I feel
privately.
About these engagements. You know, don't in the engagement be like, you put up with my cheating. I don't never do no house chores.
And
I told your mama she was a bitch. Don't bring that up in engagement. Don't embarrass me like that. If I'm a fool, if I'm a fool, let me be a fool privately.
100%. The fact that it's been so many Black women that have had those types of posts come out, that's why. Black women identify.
Black women said we've been
Princess
there.
Diana.
We thought
no,
we were.
No, 100%. Because niggas love. Did you see that more recent one where that nigga, I don't even remember who he is. He's like a motivational coach, life coach or some shit. Some pyramid scheme.
He said she
wasn't
pretty or something, didn't he?
Yes. He said.
It'd be a cold day in hell.
She is not smart nor beautiful. I'm sorry. Who the fuck are you talking about? Who the fuck are you talking about? I know good and goddamn well you're not talking about me. I know you're not.
It's, why would I date somebody who I didn't think was the smartest, prettiest, baddest, most incredible human being on the planet? Why would I do that?
He said, our relationship is deeper than that.
Why would I do that? Why would I date somebody who I don't, like, you want me to be in a relationship with somebody I don't think is brilliant? Are you stupid?
That says a lot about you. So what are you doing? You with people that you
okay
don't like?
Somebody
I'm
who's
confused.
Not that smart? You all right with that? That's crazy. That's
and then when I seen the two people, the two individuals, the nigga and the woman, she was actively beautiful, actually.
Of course she was.
She was actively beautiful, actually. And he was actively subpar to keep her.
I personally feel like that's a little manipulation. It's a little abuse.
It is.
Because
that is abuse.
Men love when they feel like you are being more successful or like you are being more beloved or you're getting more attention. It's an insecurity thing to let me make sure she knows she's not on it.
Yes. One of my ex-boyfriends used to do that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a thing. And it's just like you love to try to make sure you knock me down a peg. Why are you mad?
Wow.
Damn.
Niggas be jealous. Are you not
whole
embarrassed?
Ass jealousy, whole ass insecurity. And instead of being like, damn, like, my girl is so smart, she motivates me to, like, go harder.
Right.
Damn, my girl is so successful. She motivates me to go harder. Instead of saying that, you're like, let me knock her down a few pegs because I don't want her. Because if she thinks, because if she realizes how smart and beautiful she is, she gonna stop for a second and say, now what am I with this?
Now what am I doing with this?
And then she gonna leave me and then I'm gonna be single.
Mm.
So I can't let her know how smart and how beautiful and how talented and how incredible she is, because if she knew that, she wouldn't be with me.
Speak on it. I'm gonna leave that at right there because I have experiences and thoughts, but I'm gonna leave that as it is.
That's all I got to say.
Yeah, but wow, we really are used to those types of public embarrassment moments, or black women, not all of us obviously naturally, but used to those public embarrassing moments. Like, why would you say this in public? Are you serious? First of all, why would you feel it? But it's one thing to feel it, and it's another thing to say it publicly around other people. Now I have to embarrass you. You've left me no option but to embarrass you. So yeah, sully the royal family name and get a divorce. We're absolutely doing that at a baseline. You're lucky you're walking out of here with all of your limbs. Fuck a divorce. You're lucky you're walking out of here capable to do that. You're going to be on national television talking about whatever love is.
Whatever love means.
You said that to me after I just poured my heart. You said that to me.
Why
did you propose to me?
Because if this was a scheme for you to get to the crown, just say that.
You could just say that. Because then I could have been over there dating whoever the fuck, too. I could be out here chilling.
But we could have an understanding. But how you got you a little boo. But that's the thing. Diana did end up getting her some little boos. Every time he was mad, it was an issue. And then, oh, this is a distraction.
Bitch.
Oh.
And what is Camilla? Is it? And what is Camilla?
Baby, don't think we forgot just because she chilling, just because she about to be queen consort. Don't think we forgot.
Niggas are crazy. I mean, niggas raceless, because Prince Charles definitely is in here of what I'm talking about when I say niggas is crazy. Raceless niggas.
I can't believe it.
Okay, aside from her strife, Princess Diana also had other things that in common with black women. I was looking through some fashion of Princess Diana. She was the queen of the black lady church hat. Miss Mamas was going to have that black lady church hat almost every time in the mid-80s. Mid-80s, she was with the black lady church hats. She was very much giving a little bit of Hillary from Fresh Prince vibes. I know that's kind of the vibe of the 80s in general, but she was doing it in a way that was swaggier than most white women was pulling off, especially in the UK at that time.
Diana also, I don't know if you saw the picture of her with her little black dress on.
Yes, naturally. Of course.
Diana gave, oh, I'm stepping out tonight.
Yep.
My husband thought I was at home crying.
What Beyonce say? Sometimes you got to go in the back of that closet and get that little freakum dress.
Like that freakum. Okay. Diana was doing that back in, baby, okay? Before we got no, writings on the wall.
Yep.
Diana was doing that back in the day. Okay,
she had her freakum dress on.
And I know my man gonna see this because the paparazzi watching.
They gonna clock me.
Diana got a fit off.
Yeah.
If nothing else. I didn't understand. I think they had Kristen Stewart play her.
Why would they do that?
They got the bowl cut right, but I was confused about the rest.
They could have got any other nameless white lady to play her, and they got Kristen.
And she was so determined to, like, because Diana had, like, she's very soft-spoken and she talked really quietly. And you could tell that she really wanted to nail that. And it was like, you so focused on whispering that you done missed everything else,
you
girl.
You done missed
please.
The essence of please. One Miss Princess please. Diana. And what's she talking about? She's so focused on whispering. She whispers in all the rest of her goddamn roles anyways. It shouldn't have been that hard to focus on. That's all she do is whisper in her roles. It's not much to focus on. You need to focus on getting the eyes right and getting the essence right, but you didn't. You want to focus on perfecting your whisper, the only voice cadence that you have. Anyways, I'm going to say this one time for the one time, and I'm going to let it rock. We can actually wrap it up here because it don't have nothing to do with Princess Diana, what I'm about to say. Kristen Stewart single-handedly ruined Twilight. I know y'all like to say it's not a good movie, but Kristen Stewart is the problem with Twilight.
I don't think we can put that all on Kristen.
Okay? No, it's Kristen. It is Kristen.
I think Twilight is the problem with Twilight.
No, because Kristen was nothing. She played Bella nothing like the book described Bella. Nothing, hear me, not a piece of like the book described Bella. The book described Bella as awkward but endearing. always with the ponytail that she reached
how
up
does
and
she
pulled.
Know this by heart?
That she reached you? Up and tightened.
Why do you know this by heart?
To make herself, to like soothe herself. It was her finger tap or her leg.
When
jiggle.
Is the last time you read the Twilight
Don't
series?
Don't worry about when the last time I read the Twilight series, but just know that I noticed. And it's just crazy to me that that description of Bella ended up at Kristen Stewart stuttering through words. I'm sorry, not stuttering. There's nothing wrong with stuttering, y'all. There's nothing wrong with stuttering at all. Muttering through words, should I say. Like, this was not at all. She wasn't awkward. She was cringe. Whereas Bella in the book was awkward and endearing, Bella in the film, aka Kristen, was cringy. And that's it.
I never watched the full series, so I couldn't say. I just thought the concept was stupid.
I'm not going to do this with you because
that's fine.
I was a Twihard my whole life. So.
Well, I said what I said. I mean, you need to ask yourself why you was okay with vampires shimmering in the woods. That's on you.
Because Edward
that's
Cullen,
something you need to take up with your spirit, the universe. I don't know.
Edward Cullen was delicious. That's why I was okay with vampires shimmering in the woods. And because
you feel comfortable saying that man looked delicious. That man. That's what you want to say?
Why did you struggle to even call him that man? What did you mean? You want to call him a boy? Like, was you what?
Like going through my mind trying to describe his physical attributes, and I just don't like none of them. I just.
You didn't get the sex. I had a shirt that says, sorry, I only
the
date.
The what? You was going to say sex appeal? Girl, be quiet. Don't say nothing else.
Garrick is creeping up behind me right now, y'all. Like, he don't even know what we're talking about. I don't even understand
why. I hope he offended that you up here talking about Robert Pattinson is sexy.
He knows how I feel about Robert Pattinson, so I don't understand why he's acting like this.
Not
right
get why. It's the fact that he's standing in the background with his hands on his hips that is truly
he said,
silly.
Cut the cameras.
Dead ass.
Anyways.
Derek, are you okay?
He's fine. Please.
Okay.
I had a shirt that says, sorry, I only date vampires at the time because that's how serious
are
I
you
took.
Embarrassed?
No. Not at all. I stand by it. I stand by that. You haven't actually seen the picture, but I'm going to show you the pictures when we go to Papado.
Oh, maybe it's
pictures.
In my head.
I don't know if you said it. You might have actually seen it, but I'm going
to
send you the picture.
No, you showed it. You pointed up to the camera, but I do want to see it live and
yeah,
in the flesh.
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to show it to you live in the flesh this evening. But, okay, we need to wrap this up because we got reservations in 45.
I was thinking that. I said she's going to make me.
Minutes. The last few things I want to touch on. She was friends with Michael Jackson, Naomi Campbell. You know, Black people love those two human beings. Won't speak much about, you know, some of their more problematic attributes, but Black people love those. She was friends with those two. That's really it. She was different. She created a fissure, like you said. The Blacks love that. Love a fissure moment, a shake the table moment. We love to shake the table, and she was definitely shaking the table, putting herself first. She said, fuck this. I'm not in this loveless marriage. Let me get the fuck up on out of here. She was a Cancer born July 1st, just like my mom, in case any of y'all wondered. That clearly has something to do with it, according to my mother. And it is what it is. And I think that's it. Jewel, do you have anything that you want to tell the people as your sign-off?
No, I just want people to comment when this goes live. Comment on all social posts and let us know if you think I embody the essence of Oprah and Princess Diana. I don't know what that means. I want you to decide what it means for you. But just think about it and comment and let me know if I embody the essence of a combination of Oprah and Princess Diana.
Okay. Y'all feel free to do that if you feel the need to do that. As for me, I don't have anything. I'll be starting a Patreon soon. I hope that you all will join it. That would be fantastic. Yeah. It won't be up by the time that this goes out, but just look for it. Just start looking for it. Know that it's coming soon. I will be on Patreon.
We love a girlie who knows her worth.
Yeah, I'm
we
gonna get that. Paid. I'm gonna get paid. Actually, somebody from the Patreon creators team reached out to me and was like, we want you to actually start a Patreon. We'll help you launch it. I was like, okay, so you know what I mean.
Wow.
Kind of some things going on there. So look out for that. In the meantime, you can email me if you have hate mail or love mail or anything of the sort. You can email me at blackpeopleloveparamore@gmail.com. You can follow me on social media at BPLPpod across all social media platforms. Or you can follow my personal, Sequoia B. Holmes. You can Google how to spell Sequoia. It is the way that it's spelled when you Google it. That's it. Jewel, you want to tell them where they can find you at on the internets?
In case they want to tag you. Show.
Okay, Jewel Wicker Show.
Yeah, and telling me if they, I'm at Jewel Wicker Show. And can I just say, I am so proud of you and excited about how this podcast has just been thriving this year. I haven't been on since some of the stuff has happened, but you know, I'm always a supporter and always shout y'all out. So I'm just really proud of you.
Thanks. I'm also proud of you for your professional achievements that I will not tell what they are since you're not saying what it is. I will leave it at that, but also proud of your professional achievements.
Thank you.
And that'll be it. Bye, y'all.